Well, good morning. It's Thursday, April the 25th already. Almost, this month is almost done, and I do have some fishing to talk about, although it was a little breezy yesterday. I'll be right back.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Well, here's the deal. The wind blew and hung on pretty good yesterday. I really couldn't find anybody that made it offshore again, although it looks like the wind's going to come back around out of the southwest. And remember, right before this front went through and the wind came around out of the northeast, the tunas were biting. We went through a week of really slow tuna fishing, and then we went through several days of very good yellowfin tuna fishing, and hopefully we'll have more of that. That's speaking primarily to the Oregon Inlet Fleet, but we also had some good fishing down in Hatteras for blackfin tuna, for wahoos. We have had some of the first mahi of the year, dolphin fish, whatever you want to call them, being caught. And again, as we approach the weekend, I think we're looking at a good spell of tuna fishing. We're getting into the beginning of the spring yellowfin tuna run, and it can get really, really good. This is the time of year when people end up coming down to fill up coolers. There's no guarantees on that. You should never look at that as a guarantee, but it is the time of year to be here if you want to put the odds in your favor. So we hopefully will see more of that. Also, there's been some inshore stuff going on with sea bass, king mackerel, amberjack, false albacore, and bluefish. So a little bit of activity. All we need is the wind to come back around out of the southwest, and the fish should bite and the weather should get better. Surf and pier fishing has been good. We continue to see drum biting each and every day. Cape Point, there's been some big ones down there. There's been some down on Ocracoke. And then the puppy drum are still here too. The drum are biting in all size ranges, from puppy drum to yearling to big drum. It's not, you know, slam dunk guaranteed catch, but if you put your time in, the big ones are there. Some have been caught off the piers too. Redanthi Pier has had a good run of it. In fact, all of the piers, including the ones north of Oregon Inlet, have had some darn good fishing, mostly based on those drum in all three size classes, some bluefish, which are mostly big bluefish in the 6 to 10 pound range, and some of them bigger than that. So you got that going. Then a little bit of a sea mullet bite and some puffers biting too. There's been, in the middle of all that, there's been a few black drum, but it's good. The fish are here, and you got to put in your time. Again, when the wind drops out a little bit, this is the time to sharpen your hook, find the freshest bait you can find. I can't say that enough. Bait like mullet, for instance, that's 2 days old is not really very good. You need bait that's caught within the last 24 hours, and that's what you want to get yourself the best chances for something off the pier or in the surf. I'm going to talk a little bit about the sound fishing, and I'll be back to do that in just a moment.
Locally owned and operated since 1971, Billy's Seafood has been providing the locals and visitors of the Outer Banks with some of the freshest seafood you'll find. Not too far off the beaten path down Collington Road in KDH, Billy's Seafood has become a landmark for those seeking top-notch seafood at affordable prices. Billy's Seafood also has beer, wine, grandma's tuna salad, and other groceries as well. To see more, go online to billyseafoodobx.com. Billy's Seafood, putting fresh seafood on your table for over 50 years.
couldn't find a whole lot of information about the Sound yesterday. A few boats went out of Hatteras. They've been catching those bluefish, and they've been catching some puppy drum. And as I've been talking about all week long, there's some speckled trout biting. But, you know, I noticed there's not a whole lot of effort going on this week. I'm not really sure about that. And I also noticed that the Stumpy Point Highway, which is a popular spot for fishing the canals and the bridges, has been vacant. There's just nothing, nobody down there, the kayakers or the bridge fishermen or anybody in a boat, no boat trailers. And I'm just thinking that the fish are somewhere else right now. But puppy drum fishing, speckled trout fishing, and then the Sound side, even on the Western Pamlico, has been having more and more of those bluefish biting. I was talking to Charlie Van Salisbury, a commercial fisherman out of Englehart, and he just told me that the Sound is full of bluefish, and he's catching a plenty of them commercially, so that's all good. No report on the freshwater fishing. Again, it was windy, and it just wasn't suitable. That's mostly a weekend fishery, but the weekend that's coming is looking like we might get a chance to get back to some good crappie fishing. So we'll let you know if that happens. Meanwhile, that's my report for you on this Thursday morning. I hope you have a great day, and thanks for tuning in.